Morning. We invite you to rise and join us in worshiping our great God together.
From heaven you came.
us a couple of verses, one from John 14 and then one from John 16. In John 14, when Jesus is promising to send the Holy Spirit, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And then John 16 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." So I actually think I want to go back through parts of both of these songs again with that in mind, that we have peace in Jesus. No matter what we're facing in the world, our peace is found in Jesus because he has overcome the world. Because later on in John 20, when the disciples are waiting in fear because Jesus has died, and they're expecting the Jewish leaders to do the same to them, they're hiding in fear. But Jesus comes to them resurrected, and the first thing he says to them is, "Peace be with you." And that truth there, that we have peace because he has overcome the world, is demonstrated. Because when he resurrected, he conquered death. He conquered the enemy. And so anything that the enemy is throwing at us today, we can have peace in the midst of it because Jesus is with us in the midst of it. And he has overcome it. So with that in mind, we can just go back through parts of these songs. I'll lead us in it. And just let that truth dwell in your mind as you are worshiping the Lord. We'll go back to the verse of "Yes, I Will." I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out.
Valley.
Father, praise the Son. I just want to invite the Lord into this space to minister to our souls. Lord, we ask that you would speak your peace over us in this moment. And Lord, give us ears to hear. We invite you to speak however you choose, Lord. Lay your word upon our hearts, God. Remind us of what you have already spoken through your word, Jesus. Remind us of the times that you have proven your faithfulness to us. And Lord, remind us of the future hope that we have in you, Jesus, and the peace that we can find there.
Trials shake off. Let them That passage in John 20 that Leah referenced and read for us, after Jesus saying, "Peace," he breathes on them and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The scriptures teach us to be continually being filled with the Holy Spirit. And so even in this moment of the peace of the Lord, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is always available for more. And so, even as we would pray in closing this time of praise and worship, that we would just ask for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit together. So, Holy Spirit, we do sense your presence with us, and we are grateful. I do pray for myself and for all of my brothers and sisters here, for the freshness of your Spirit to be poured out, a fresh filling of your Spirit. Jesus, you said, if earthly fathers, though we are evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our good and perfect Heavenly Father give us the good gift of the Holy Spirit? And so we surrender ourselves, even as we have received the ministry to our soul, even as we have received the peace of the Lord, we receive as well the fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Teach us as you come and fill us. Open our eyes and ears, that we might see and hear and understand what you have to say to us, your people. May it be nothing that I would say that would remain in our hearts, but may it be what you impress upon us, Holy Spirit. We believe that you have a word for each of us. And so here we are. Be free to speak. We, your servants, are listening. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. Amen. Before you are seated, if you would turn to the book of Matthew, first book of the New Testament, to Matthew chapter 2. And as you are doing that, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed at this time.